Now, a story involving Michigan's many wetlands. Michigan is one of only two states that have the authority to regulate federal wetlands within their borders. However, the Environmental Protection Agency may revoke that power. Last week, the EPA held a hearing to determine if Michigan's environmental standards for wetland management meet federal benchmarks. Wetland management may not seem to have a high legal significance, but according to environmental attorney Solis Michelonis, wetlands management is often at the heart of legal disputes. Michelonis is a senior attorney at Plunkett Cooney. He also writes an environmental law column for Crane's Detroit Business. Solis Michelonis, welcome back to Current State.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
Before we delve into this latest legal battle over wetlands, help us understand why there are regularly so many legal battles over wetlands.
The reason there are a lot of legal battles over wetlands is a couple. The main reason is there's development pressures. People who own land want to develop their lands, and oftentimes those lands have wetlands on them. And what they would like to do is fill them and build on them. But federal and state law prevent that from occurring. And you have to get a permit in order to get dredge and fill permits and things like that to actually do what you want to do on your property. And that is causes a conflict between the federal and state government and those developers generally.
And give us a good working definition of a wetland.
Well, a wetland is basically a swamp. It's an area that is inundated with water at least part time of the year. Basically, if you see an area with cattails, things like that, and a lot of times it's not even that easy to identify a wetland. There are things called wooded wetlands and other types of wetlands too. So it's a very technical explanation, but it generally has a hydrogeological connection with surface body water.
And Michigan is one of only two states in the nation that has regulatory control over its wetlands. How did that unfold? Why does Michigan have control over its wetlands?
Well, under the wetlands are regulated under Section 404 of the Clean Water Act, and there's a provision in the Clean Water Act, as there are in other environmental statutes, that allows states to regulate in lieu of the federal government so long as their programs are at least as stringent as the federal program. The federal program basically sets a floor below which a state cannot go. So basically the state comes in and says, I want to regulate these wetlands, here's our program. EPA takes a look at the program, says, yes, these programs are at least as stringent as ours, and we have concurrent authority to regulate those wetlands. So it's not just the state of Michigan has the authority to regulate wetlands, so does the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers as well. So it's concurrent authority.
So in the past, you're saying Michigan has met or exceeded the federal standards for regulating wetlands?
Yes, because EPA made that determination when Michigan decided they wanted to regulate their wetlands. So there was an initial determination that EPA had to make and review the program, the statutes, the regulations, and determine that Michigan was in compliance.
And indeed now that is being challenged by the EPA. Last week the EPA held a hearing on whether they should revoke that authority under the Clean Water Act. What are the EPA's concerns here?
Well, the process begins by somebody, an environmental group in this instance, saying that the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, the Michigan regulations, and the statutes by the Michigan legislature have changed the program to a certain extent that it no longer is consistent with the federal program. And so what EPA had done is they did a study, and this has been going on for at least a decade, in reviewing Michigan's program. They came back to Michigan and says, and told them that your program is not consistent. The legislature went back and tried to redraft Part 303, is the Michigan environmental statute that deals with wetlands, and tried to revamp the program and try to make it consistent. And this hearing was basically saying, okay, and there's still challenges even after the changes, saying, okay, we're going to have a hearing, we're going to have public comment period, and we'll decide at that point in time whether or not you are in fact consistent. And some of the changes that the state of Michigan has made over the years includes putting deadlines on DEQ to make determinations on wetland permits. They don't have any sort of drop-dead dates in the federal program. They expanded some of the allowances in terms of allowing dredging and filling in existing drainage ditches. They changed the definition of contiguous wetlands to actually make it more restrictive. Those are the types of things that were being criticized by these environmental groups. And that's what EPA is looking at.
And the Michigan legislature seems to have been aware for some time that the EPA would challenge the state's authority on wetland regulation. The state made an amendment to try and comply with the federal regs, but those changes have a caveat. What is that caveat?
Well, the caveat is that the Michigan legislature sort of put a poison pill in their latest draft, and it basically states this, that if EPA revokes the authorization for DEQ in the state of Michigan to regulate wetlands in the state of Michigan, the entire wetland program will no longer exist in the state of Michigan. So basically, DEQ will step out back completely from regulating any wetlands. Now, this is important not only because, you know, they'll step back, they won't be regulating a lot of these wetlands, but there's a lot of state-regulated wetlands that aren't federally regulated wetlands.
Right.
And if the state-regulated wetlands aren't regulated anymore, then it's open game on those. And that's sort of the poison pill that the legislature put in there, telling EPA basically no one will be looking at those other wetlands that you are not regulating anymore.
Are there more federal wetlands or state wetlands in Michigan?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I would guess, considering the size of our shorelines and the lengths of our rivers and streams, there's probably a lot more federally regulated wetlands.
Okay. So then what happens if Michigan's authority is revoked?
Then the state of Michigan, all the permits and all the things that you would need to get in order to get a dredge or fill permit. For example, you have a piece of property and you want to run a driveway up to your property, but to do it, you have to go over a wetland to get that permit. You would have to now go to the federal government instead of the state of Michigan.
Mm. This is not the first time that Michigan has faced losing control of its wetlands. Review for us what happened during the Granholm administration, please.
Well, during the Granholm administration is when the first challenge to Michigan's wetland laws was first in place. And at that point in time, Governor Granholm was trying to determine how she was going to address that. And she had an option. I mean, one of her options was to basically let it go. And there wasn't a lot of money being allocated to DEQ, and they had to make some budget decisions on what to do, and there was a serious consideration back in the Granholm administration to basically say, okay, fine, we're not going to regulate wetlands anymore. We'll use our scarce resources and focus on other things, air, water, other types of issues. But then the state backed off of that.
And tell us, Solis, where and how is this issue being argued, being debated right now?
Well, right now, they as you mentioned in the lead-in, there was a public hearing last week in Lansing. The public comment period remains open. So if anyone has a comment, any citizen, any group has a comment, you can still submit those comments to EPA directly until December 18th. So written comments are available. You go on to online. There's a webpage, www.regulations.gov, and you can make your comments at that point in time. You can also email them. There's also an email, ow-docket@epa.gov. You can also place your comments there. And there are public comments being made right now. What happens is that it develops a public record. Then EPA will sit down and look at all the comments it received at the public comment period, during the public comment period, and then make a decision whether or not to revoke DEQ's authority to regulate wetlands in Michigan.
I want to ask you one more question here that appears to be relevant. A separate case reviewed by the Supreme Court could also impact wetlands in Michigan. This is Koontz v. St. Johns River Water Management District. Koontz v. St. Johns River Water Management District. Could you explain what's happening there? What's the dispute?
You know what? You caught me at a bad time. I know the case, and I'm just drawing a blank on it.
Okay.
I apologize.
Okay. Well, that apparently plays some kind of role in here. It's working parallel, as I understand, to this other discussion. Will wetlands continue to be a hot topic in the legal realm?
Yes, it will. EPA right now is trying to determine what regulations apply to what wetlands. There was a U.S. Supreme Court decision that came down a few years ago, actually involved a Michigan case, it's called Rapanos, in which the Supreme Court severely restricted what wetlands are federally regulated wetlands pursuant to the Clean Water Act. And EPA has, ever since that decision came down, trying to define what are regulated wetlands and what are not. And so they've been doing studies and preparing regulations, and that is getting a very close look at by everyone. There's a draft document came out earlier this summer that everybody looked at, and based on what I've read about it, people think that it will greatly expand federal jurisdiction over a lot of wetlands. Hmm. And basically the focus is there a hydrogeological connection between the particular wetland and a regulated water, which is the test under Rapanos, and it's all very scientific and basically trying to justify EPA's regulation over certain wetlands.
Solas Michelonis is a senior attorney at Plunkett Cooney. He has practiced environmental law for over 25 years, and you can find more of his work on the intersection of law and the environment on his blog, Cranes Detroit. Mr. Michelonis, thank you.
Thank you very much.